Now, 14% of Australians are living with anxiety today. So in all likelihood, somebody you know may feel they have much more than just a little on their plate. New research conducted by the University of Manchester, the Black Dog Institute, Harvard University and Western Sydney University in the Journal of Affective Disorders has found that smartphone-based therapies may help sufferers manage this disorder. I'm on the line now with Jennifer Nichols, PhD candidate at the Black Dog Institute, to find out more. Jen, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Jess.
Could you explain to us a little bit about the research into smartphone-based therapies for anxiety and exactly what was found?
Sure. So what we did is actually had a look at the bigger picture. So there had been a number of studies published in the research literature that had assessed whether a single app that usually they developed was effective for anxiety or not. What we did is we searched for all the literature that had done this and kind of pulled it together and asked the question, overall, of all these apps for anxiety, are they more effective than a control app? And a control app is something that we wouldn't, or a control conditions, it's something that we wouldn't necessarily expect would work for anxiety.
Okay. And what did you find?
Yeah, so what we found is that overall, apps for anxiety reduced anxiety symptoms over and above that of what a control condition would do.
Wow. What do these apps consist of? What do they look like? Why are they so appealing?
Well, smartphone apps are really so dynamic. So they actually can look like a range of things. I think what they all have in common, the scientifically developed ones, is that they take something that's an evidence-based treatment that we know to be effective in either face-to-face or an online environment. And these are things like cognitive behavioural therapy, talking therapy, and they really adapt those tools for smartphones.
Do you think that smartphones could one day replace something like face-to-face or talk therapy?
Replace is a big word. I think really the main potential and power for these things is that they're currently are unfortunately a number of barriers to seeking help in mental health care. Mm. One of these is stigma, which unfortunately still surrounds a lot of mental health conditions, but also cost or ability, like location, ability to get to a mental health professional. And we know that, you know, a quarter of people in Australia will suffer a mental health disorder at some point. So we know that it's a big problem. We know that seeking help can be difficult, but we also know that people love their smartphones. So the real potential here is for apps to bring non-stigmatizing, anonymous, convenient mental health support really to people's fingertips. But I think there's also a hope that maybe apps for mental health will improve people's knowledge about mental health, maybe give them the words to describe how they're feeling, and that might encourage them to seek more formal help if that's necessary.
I think that it is a great touchstone, a great first port of call for a lot of people. And as you said there, it's so convenient. Everyone is attached to their smartphones these days like it's another limb. So I think that research like this and finding that these apps are useful, that they are helpful, that they can be of benefit to people who might be struggling a bit, it is absolutely fantastic to hear. Do you see in the future there being any dangers of people using apps to help manage their anxiety or other mental health conditions?
I guess, unfortunately, at the moment, the majority of apps that are out there aren't tested. So currently one of the big dangers is that people may be picking an app that isn't effective. I'll also say that apps, you know, they aren't going to be for everyone. It's not going to be a universal solution. Mm. But for a large number of people, they do represent a source of support that they find maybe even more appealing than traditional services. Mm. So we know that, especially among young people, they prefer to seek help through digital options. And I think that's why it's really important that institutes like the Black Dog or our collaborators are really working on testing out which apps and which digital programs are going to be effective for mental health and not have that risk of harm.
Mm, it is definitely an area that will, I hope, grow exponentially in the future because it really does help so many people. Jennifer, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Sure, thanks for having me.